A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. The mother of Jesus and his brothers came to him, but were unable to join him because of the crowd. He was told, "Your mother and your brothers are standing outside, and they wish to see you." Jesus said to them in reply, "My mother and my brothers are those who hear the word of God and act on it." The Gospel of the Lord. Well, here in the United States, where I live, we are having elections, presidential elections this year. And of course, already there's a lot of bickering and disagreement, even in my own family. So at one point, my youngest brother asked for a truce among us and said, "Please, we're family first and foremost. Let's not let our differences on politics and partisan politics divide us so much that we will forget that we're still, you know, good brothers and sisters who love one another." It was a kind of a showstopper, of course. We had to all think twice whether we were being a little too personal and aggressive about our positions on politics. Well, it reminds me of this gospel that we just heard, that Jesus eventually says something similar, but in another way, even more radical. We are not just family and not just blood family, but there's something more important than that. He says that we are all in Christ when we hear the word of God and act on it, that we are all children of God. That's the true family. So he raises the bar a little bit for all of us to try to meet the standard that, you know, so much class division, so much division throughout the world, whether it's our tribe or their tribe, my religious community or your religious order, or my parish or your parish, my nationality, your nationality, so many identities that divide us. They're necessary structures and identities, perhaps, and they're obvious when you're from one culture or another. But are they the most important way of defining who we are? Or is it those who are all in Christ? That's what unites us. And that's the true family. It's interesting also, in light of the other reading, which I did not read for today's from the Book of Wisdom, how many times we hear in Scripture, like this passage from Wisdom, that God wants justice and proper treatment of the poor, not even liturgies and sacrifice so much. But the just person is one who treats others well and is loved by God. So if we are talking about family today and those who are family in Christ, certainly Jesus opened that family to all of those who, it seemed, were excluded in his day. Those whom the temple loved to hate. Foreigners, children, women, prostitutes, soldiers, whatever the category, the Samaritans, you know, they were all excluded, the lepers, the sick. I think that Christ opens that wide to say, true family is not my blood mother or my blood brothers and sisters, but also those who really hear God's word and really put it into practice. I think it was so strange years ago, I heard a comedian, it was almost sad, but it was true. The comedian was saying, "We wanted so much to help the poor in our community, but we couldn't find any." I mean, really, there are poor everywhere. Of course, some communities are very wealthy, or in districts where you live, perhaps. But to really know a poor person, not just theoretical, generic poor, help the poor, but do you know any poor by name, a true person who comes to your door or is in your neighborhood or in your city or in this world, or are they just anonymous? Our brothers and sisters in this family of Christ have names, and they are real, and they are not separated from us because of their conditions. So the universal community that we belong to asks us today, I think, to hear and not sell out on the gospel, but to hear it truly for what it really means is much more radical than we might first have believed. We are all members of God's family when we hear the word of God and live it.